And welcome to another edition of Bathrop Spears Broadsides. Today is June 14th, 2018. Today is the day when we had a protest at the Parks and Rec Department on Church Street and perhaps a number of other spots around the town regarding the absence of open or accessible bathrooms to the entire community, but particularly impacting the homeless community. And because of this protest, I'm creating pretty much a flashback show. In other words, I'm replaying a show from January 7th, 2001, which the majority of the show is taken up with an interview from Chris Connellton, I believe that's his name, who is a teacher and also a supporter of ending the sleeping ban in the controversy around the coffee klatch harassment of peaceful petitioners who were at the city council offices during the winter of 2000 trying to get, lobby the mayor and the city council to get an audience with them to talk about suspending the sleeping ban over the winter, which is kind of what happened this year, although there have been reports of increased ticketing and harassment by Andy Mills' police force now in 2018. But back in 2001, there was a liberal mayor, supposedly a green mayor, actually, the only Green Party mayor ever elected here, Tim Fitzmaurice, who's a UCSC instructor, poet, nice enough guy if you would meet him on the street, but particularly concerned with power and privileges of his office and decorum, and he went after activists very harshly. He created decorum rules that are still posted in city council offices and the police department, which are both unconstitutional and ignored by at least activists like myself, such as you're not allowed to record with an audio recorder while you speak to a member of the staff, which you are. You have to simply be explicit about what you're doing, and they can always refuse to talk to you if they want. That's fine. But as a member of the public, you have the right to make the best record of communications with the government that you're engaged in. So this is mainly, as I said, taken up with Chris Connellton's interview with Tim Fitzmaurice, who spoke to him and his students. I'm not sure where Chris was teaching, but he gave me a long interview on this show. We don't get to hear the first half hour of the show, but that doesn't involve Chris. It involves other discussions, which if you want to, you can actually go back to and hear the original show, which is archived on the Huff, Homeless United for Friendship and Freedom website at huffsantacruz.org. Just give me a call at 423-4833, and I'll, walk you through it, or just go back to the oldest archives and look for the January 7th, 2001 show, and you'll find it. Bit of history for those of you who lived through it, perhaps something of interest for those of you who didn't, and perhaps not. I don't know. It depends on really what your tastes are. The same issues are happening today, even though we have a rent freeze happening and a rent control initiative on the ballot. At the city council meeting 2 days ago, the city expressed an intention, city majority, the Terrazas majority, Mayor Terrazas' majority on the city council, to press forward with essentially a gutting of any rent control prospects by a sort of token measure, assuming, of course, that the rent control initiative fails in November, which I hope it won't. Anyway, that's the intro for this particular show. Again, it's going to start rather abruptly, but then it continues to the end. And I hope you enjoy it. I hope you show up for the protest, or hope you showed up for the protest, and for the Conscience in Action group that is formed to raise issues in a more high-profile way than we've seen in Santa Cruz recently. There's a lot of stuff happening. The library is going to be buried under a parking structure, it looks like. Farmers Market is going to be displaced over to a structure on Front Street. All kinds of developers are getting nice little yummy plums, while real concerns and shelter for not just homeless people, but housing and rents are being largely ignored by the council. Now, they did pass a rent freeze under pressure from the from the fact that the rent control initiative was going to make it on the ballot, so they had to do something to stop landlords from going ape shit. But there's still a huge amount of pressure going on, and it's a huge institutionalized reactionary majority, not just on the city council, but in the staff. So, listen on, and if you want to hear the outcome of the protests that happened today, you can tune in on Sunday at 9:30 when I'll be doing another edition of this show.